Canada has a big problem out west right now. Forest fires, hundreds of them, many burning out of control, and lots of smoke, which is triggering air quality alerts from Vancouver on the Pacific coast all the way to the U.S. Midwest. The CBC's Chris Brown in Vancouver says this emergency has been developing for some time.
As soon as the snow began melting in the mountains, we've had somewhere around 880 fires in British Columbia, and that's a lot of fires. We're on track to having one of the single most destructive years for forest fire timber damage that we've ever seen. Over 10 years, what we've noticed is that there has been an increasing number of forest fires. It doesn't happen every year they go up because you do get some rainy summers and so forth, but the trend certainly seems to be that they're getting worse. There's more of them. They're more costly to fight. And you get incidents like what we've seen in Vancouver the last couple of days, where a city of 2 million people that's often voted one of the most livable cities in the world has become one of the places that's hardest to breathe because there's been so much thick, heavy, ash-laden smoke hanging over the city.
Yeah, what does the sky look like? What does the air look like right now in Vancouver?
Right now, it's kind of, it's just hazy, really. It's probably not much worse than what you would perhaps find in Los Angeles on any day. But I can tell you, the more you go out a little east of here where the smoke is blown, it becomes certainly yellower. And in fact, on Sunday and Monday morning, it really looked like Mars here. The skies were so dark, almost brown, if you will. A little further north, closer to the fires, only about half an hour out of the city in Whistler, which is where they held the Olympics along with Vancouver. It's really quite bad there right now. The mayor was telling us this morning it's one of the worst, if not the worst, he's ever seen it. We have an air quality index here that measures how bad and how hard it is to breathe, and 3 is pretty good, about normal. Well, in Whistler right now, it's off the chart at around 11.
Wow. Now, in British Columbia, we're talking rainforest, which means it's got to be seriously dried up wood for it to go up in flames. What's going on?
You know, we get pretty good at fighting forest fires in BC, and that's good because it saves the timber and it saves people's homes. But what it also means is that a lot of places that in nature, if they were just left alone and they would just burn, you know, as part of the regular cycle of life and have forest fires, but they don't end up burning because we in fact save them. So that when fire does get into these strands of trees, they're more intense and much harder to put out. So BC rains a lot, you know, pretty much from October right through till April. The tap just doesn't turn off and it's just wet everywhere. And yet this year, it's been quite different. We've not had nearly as much rain. The reservoirs and the mountains north of the city are not that full. People will give lots of different reasons why. There does seem to be some kind of a temperature anomaly off in the ocean that's keeping the waters a little warmer, that may be channeling some of the moist air that normally comes here away from here. That's one theory. Climate scientists will tell you global warming is also increasing the temperatures by a little bit. Be that as it may, you know, in this rainforest, it's been dry, and this is the result of it.
Yeah. So, how hard is the battle for the firefighters? What are they doing exactly?
Well, in some cases, it's a life or death situation. I mean, we had one man who died on Sunday, not far from here, in a place called Seashelt. What they tend to do is they try to make fire breaks. Bombers will drop fire retardant to try to stop the fire from spreading. Sometimes they'll send in crews to cut down trees and to try to make some blocks so the fire can't go. Well, when this happened, a tree fell on this gentleman, the 60-year-old man, and he died. Every year, this is a real cause for concern. We have water bomber pilots, helicopter pilots, people on the ground. It really is a deadly business. And so that's aside from, you know, the hard to breatheness and people's worries about their homes, there really are lives at risk on the ground.
The CBC's Chris Brown speaking with me from Vancouver. Chris, thank you. I hope the fires get out of there soon.
All right. No worries, Marco.
You are listening to The World.